Facebook blacklists conservative news organization with 3.4 million followers. By Alam Bokhari on November 13, 2019. Facebook has erased La Corte News, a news organization founded by a former Fox News executive, citing spam and misrepresentation. La Corte News was founded by former Fox News executives Ken La Corte and John Moody. The site focuses on media bias and online censorship, and had recently been reporting heavily on the whistleblower media blackout. Both La Corte and Moody had long careers in the highest levels of the mainstream media. La Corte ran FoxNews.com for over a decade, while Moody served as executive editor and executive vice president of Fox News. Prior to that, he was CEO of News Corp, the internal wire service of Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation. The ban of La Corte News and other La Corte-owned publications came soon after Facebook threatened to remove any pages that named the alleged whistleblower, Eric Chiaramella. La Corte's pages had been temporarily suspended ahead of the full ban after La Corte named Chiaramella as the alleged whistleblower. Breitbart News and other conservative publications also faced censorship from Facebook for reporting on the naming of the alleged whistleblower. "First, Facebook temporarily suspended us for reporting the whistleblower's name," said founder Ken La Corte. "We complied, and the suspension was lifted. Shortly after, we posted an image about the blackout. With the whistleblower's name obscured, the company wiped out all of our pages on Facebook, Instagram and the personal accounts of me and a number of the company's writers and editors." The ban came minutes after La Corte posted this final image on its Facebook page. "They said not to post his name, so we censored ourselves but still got wiped out," said La Corte. "We, an American news site, literally removed information about a central figure in the impeachment inquiry of a U.S. president to make Facebook happy. Evidently, that wasn't enough. It's Orwellian." After ignoring La Corte's request for an explanation, a Facebook spokesman told Breitbart News it had taken down La Corte-owned publications because of spam and misrepresentation, although he did not provide any specific examples of this behavior. "We routinely take action when we find violations of our community standards, including financially motivated activities like spreading clickbait content," said the spokesman. "In this case, we removed a number of these pages and accounts for violating our policies, including against spam and misrepresentation." In a statement, La Corte News said that the entire focus of the site, which was founded in 2018, is media bias and online censorship. "The irony is not lost on us," La Corte concluded. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.